Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is Steve and Tad on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward now. 8:30 here on a Thursday morning. 50 degrees. U.S. defense officials respond to increasing cases of coronavirus in the military.
The number of COVID-19 cases in the U.S. military has more than tripled in the past 5 days, with 227 cases among active duty troops. Defense Secretary Mark Esper says he expects the military to battle the virus for the next 3 months.
We need to plan for this to be a few months long at least, and we're taking all precautionary measures to do that. to be in it for the long haul.
A view also held by the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Mark Milley.
You're looking at 8 to 10, maybe 12 weeks, somebody, I call it 3 months. Some of that depends on what we do as a nation to mitigate it, to flatten that curve, so to speak. But we, the United States military, we're going to do this as long as the mission takes.
At the Pentagon, Jennifer Griffin, Fox News.
Kroger releasing an update about what it's doing in Dillon's stores to restock shelves and to protect workers and customers from the coronavirus.
The company says it is working with suppliers, distribution centers, and vendors to replenish products daily. It has also put limits on product purchases. Kroger is in the process of installing plexiglass shields at many checkouts to help with social distancing. Dillon's will have special shopping hours for senior citizens and other high-risk customers as defined by CDC guidelines. The first hour of operations, or 7 a.m. to 8 a.m. Monday through Thursday, will be reserved for those customers. Dillon's reduced store hours to 7 a.m. to 9 p.m., with some stores staying open until 10 p.m. Dave Wilson, KNSS News.
The U.S. Senate passed early this morning a $2.2 trillion economic aid package in response to the coronavirus pandemic. That now goes to the House. Every senator voted for the bill, including Kansas Senator Pat Roberts.
You know, when our country is in trouble, Congress must put politics aside and work together. Now, unfortunately, it took a while. It took a week. But the Senate finally passed this crucial legislation. Now it is vital that our colleagues in the House work together to swiftly pass it so Kansans can get the relief that they need.
Kansas Senator Jerry Moran released a statement that read in part, "The CARES Act is far from perfect and includes many provisions I would not support in ordinary circumstances, but hospitals need supplies, small businesses need loans, farmers and ranchers need certainty, and folks who are out of work through no fault of their own need relief."
Kansas Governor Laura Kelly has signed Senate Bill 66. That's the state's budget bill for fiscal years 2020 and 2021. Budget includes $65 million for COVID-19 response efforts in Kansas. While the governor applauded the work of legislators, she did warn against adding any unnecessary new spending when the legislature returns for its annual wrap-up session next month.
The U.S. government believes a former FBI agent who disappeared in Iran more than a decade ago is dead.
Bob Levinson's family, in a statement on Twitter, says U.S. officials concluded he died in Iranian custody. The family doesn't know when or how Levinson died, only that it happened before the coronavirus pandemic. Levinson's family also thanked the Trump administration for its efforts to bring him home, the president telling reporters there's a chance Levinson could still be alive.
It's not looking great, but I won't accept that he's dead. They haven't told us that he's dead.
The former FBI agent disappeared on Iran's Kish Island in 2007 while on an unauthorized mission for the CIA. A federal judge earlier this month found Iran liable for Levinson's disappearance. Steve Rappaport, Fox News.
And now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. We become partly cloudy across Wichita today with some sunshine. Our temperature's down a little from yesterday as a frontal boundary will be nearby, our high in the low 70s. Thunderstorms possible late tonight, and any that do occur could be on the strong side, our low 53, 73 on Friday. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now partly cloudy, northwest wind at 9 miles per hour and 50 degrees. KNSS News Time now, 8:35. Time for entertainment news. The Blur with Ted Woodward. Ted?
Cardi B calling out some celebrities.
Cardi B is delving into politics once again while letting her thoughts out concerning the coronavirus, chastising celebrities who, without symptoms, are getting tested.
A lot of celebrities, y'all have the luxury to pay $34,000 or whatever the fuck costs to get tested and get treated. A lot of these people, they don't fucking have that money.
The rapper took to her socials addressing her fans in a surgical mask, saying the current administration is sending mixed messages and celebrities have many advantages like big houses to be able to stay away from people, but people with less money live in tiny apartments with a bunch of other people. She also slammed the government and China. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
The entertainment industry reaching out to the healthcare industry.
The Fox Entertainment Profile. From medical shows to fashion designers, many are looking for ways to help the healthcare industry right now. Fox is the resident dropped off masks, gloves, and other supplies to Atlanta's Grady Memorial Hospital.
There is a very real and dangerous national shortage of masks.
And in a call to action video, stars ask anyone who isn't caring for someone ill to donate masks to hospitals too. ABC's Grey's Anatomy also donated gowns and gloves. Spinoff show Station 19 gave N95 masks to firefighters. NBC's New Amsterdam donated all of their protective gear to hospitals and healthcare workers. Ryan Murphy posted on Instagram his FX series Pose donated all prop supplies to Mount Sinai Hospital. Fashion designers like Christian Siriano are focusing on masks and gowns. Siriano wrote on social media, he has a full sewing team still on staff working from home that can help. And the costume designer Designers Guild is asking members to sew and manufacture masks. Ashley Dvorkin, Fox News.
It's not a rabbit, but Cadbury has named its next mascot.
The next Cadbury bunny isn't a bunny at all. The company announced on Facebook that a two-legged dog named Lieutenant Dan is the next mascot. He got more than 200,000 votes, beating out Ginger the hamster and Consuela the llama. There was stiff competition, too. Consuela baked a cake and Ginger narrated her own video. But Lieutenant Dan, who is two, won with his ability to hop around on two legs like an Easter bunny. Dan, who was a rescue and is from Ohio, is named for the Forrest Gump character and also gets around on a set of back wheels. He'll be featured in Cadbury's new commercial, and the company has donated $10,000 to the ASPCA as well. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
Well, there you go. For the first time ever,
Lieutenant Dan,
the box office is zero.
The coronavirus pandemic has taken a devastating toll on the entertainment world for the first time in history. The U.S. box office has recorded zero revenue after a near total shutdown of movie theaters across the country, according to box office analysts at ComScore. However, there were some theaters that remained open, about 79 to 135 theaters, mainly in the South and Southwest regions, according to Deadline.
Your boys are in grave danger!
And mostly drive-ins, making Disney Pixar's Onward the number one movie with $71,000 at 135 locations. Compare that to the previous weekend's $10.6 million. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
Watch out for the streaming quality of your favorite entertainment websites.
Video streaming accounts for more than half of all internet traffic, and of that, more than 6% is from YouTube. As more people around the globe are told to shelter in place, many are turning to streaming platforms, including Netflix, which eats up more than 12% of all traffic, and YouTube. Hoping to prevent a logjam on the information superhighway, YouTube has announced it'll reduce the quality of streams to users around the globe to standard definition. YouTube made the move in Europe last week. Netflix, Apple, and Amazon have made similar moves in Europe and are all said to be monitoring the situation in the United States. Brett Larson, Fox News.
We'll take a look at a message from a legendary rocker.
Ozzy Osbourne's daughter Kelly has launched a social media campaign called Stay Home for Ozzy, encouraging fans to stay home to help contain the spread of the COVID-19 coronavirus.
Mama!
Kelly launched the campaign this week with an Instagram post that shows her holding up a sign with the Stay Home for Ozzy hashtag. I wish there was something I could say to comfort you all, she wrote in her post. Some wisdom I could drop on you to relieve you from the fear that surrounds us all right now. The truth is, I'm scared too. She went on to say, both of my parents are high risk, especially my dad. If I would have known 3 weeks ago when I sent them off to Panama that this was going to be the last time I got to hug and kiss them for a while, I would have held on a little longer. She ends the post by saying, I stay home for my mom and dad. If you don't have anyone to stay home for, I beg you, hashtag stay home for Ozzy. Laura Engel, Fox News.
This may now become the golden era of binge watching.
I'm Michelle Pollino. As you might have guessed, people are binge watching more TV than ever before because we're stuck at our homes and we're tweeting about it. According to The Wrap, over the past 10 days, there has been a 225% increase in tweets about rewatching and binge watching TV compared to last month. So what is everybody watching? Among the TV series that have been mentioned the most, The Walking Dead coming in at number one. Number two, Taking the Country by Storm.
They know people are nuts, man.
The documentary Tiger King. Number three is Schitt's Creek. Both are on Netflix, HBO's Westworld, and on Hulu. Little fires everywhere round out the top five. Now you can stream the first full season of Star Trek Picard for free on CBS All Access.
I suggest we beam a section aboard for analysis.
Make it so, number one.
The promotion was announced by Picard star Patrick Stewart in an Instagram video. That's Fox 2 on Fox News.
It's a pretty cute self-isolation video.
A TikTok clip shows 2 3-year-old boys from Alabama discussing their quarantine after their mom put them to bed. The brothers sit on the floor of their shared room, then adorably try to fight invisible germs with their pillows.
Go away, germs! Go away, germs!
Viewers calling it an adorable distraction. Their mother, Megan Sanchez, sharing the video, captioning, "The two funniest people I know." Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
Just a personal note. Tonight would have been opening night for the Gridiron Show at the Orpheum downtown.
That's right.
Yeah. But we had a lot of funny material. Some of it will hold up for whenever we reschedule. Some of it won't, but sure we'll have new material by then, whenever that may be. But to all of you, including you, Steve McIntosh, that bought your tickets already, well, whenever it happens, we'll get you in the door.
Oh, yeah. We'll let folks know.
And tonight would have been opening night for Gridiron. Yeah. Oh, my. Hey, we have a lot of interesting birthdays today. Okay. Actress Jennifer Grey is 60, Golden Globe nominee. Of course, she was baby in the movie Dirty Dancing.
Dirty Dancing.
Now she's 60. Yeah.
Baby!
A guy that I think is one of the funniest people on the planet, actor Martin Short, is 70 today.
Short?
I've been to see him 3 times
live. Have you?
Yeah. Among the most memorable nights of my life. He is 70 today. 2-time Emmy winner, 1-time Tony winner, Martin Short. How about singer Diana Ross? She is 76 today. How many Grammys does Diana Ross have?
12?
One.
Really?
That shocked me when I saw that.
Wow.
And that wasn't a competitive Grammy. They just had to give her one a few years ago just to give her a lifetime. She had gone 0 for 12 at the Grammy Awards. And they finally gave her a lifetime Grammy.
Does that include the Supremes or just
yes,
her?
Yes, it does.
You're kidding.
I know. That shocked me
you
when I saw
I
that.
You know what I think when I hear that? Grammys are a joke. That can't be.
Just think. Before she got a Grammy, Diana Ross, she was a Golden Globe winner, a Tony winner, Presidential Medal of Freedom honoree, Songwriters Hall of Fame inductee, but she didn't have a Grammy yet.
Sold about 97 million records.
Diana Ross, 76 today.
Grammy.
Actor James Caan is 80 today. He has never won a major award. He has gone 0 for 8 at the Oscars, the Emmys, and the Golden Globes.
Brian Piccolo.
James Caan. And, of course, the Godfather as well.
Sonny Corleone.
James Caan is 80 today. And actor Alan Arkin is 86 today. Ooh. He is an Oscar and Tony winner.
Wait until dark.
Good birthdays today right there.
Yeah.
All right, let's finish up with the late night crew. Lights out with David Spade, Comedy Central.
With grocery stores empty, many are turning to meal delivery kits for dinner. Now you can go from not having any food to having not enough food.
Late night with Seth Meyers, NBC.
A New York strip club has launched virtual reality lap dances for patrons to stream at home. Or if you don't have VR goggles, you can just burn a $100 bill while you listen to Whitesnake.
And The Tonight Show starring Jimmy Fallon, NBC.
I read that parents are trying to figure out their kids'
apps are educational. Here's how you can tell. If they never open the app, it's educational.
All right.
That's it.
Exactly. Yeah. Entertainment News in the Blur is brought to you by the good folks at Napoleon Appliance Repair. They've been serving customers in the Wichita area for more than 20 years. If your appliance is in trouble, you call Terry and make an appointment. They'll get you fixed up. 409-1525 is the phone number. They do a great job at Napoleon Appliance Repair.
A spirit plant overseas is back in business. Editor Bill Roy of the Wichita Business Journal coming up. Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.